Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
So did anyone else watch this reunion and think, oh, okay, who's, okay, they're there. Who's that guy with dark hair? Are they just letting someone else, like, in? I was like, who's that? I don't even remember that person. I went through the entire thing. I'm like, was that another chef? Was there another chef that I forgot? Who was that? I was like, that's Reed! I did not know who it was.
I
thought it was someone who would like who was like the first guy kicked off The Bachelorette. it looked like that.
I felt the same way with Elena. Honestly, I went, "Wait, oh her!" I just forgot about.
She but was yeah, so. Reed, yeah, he Reed just looked so Reed different. Looked
very, he looked very different. Well, he's trying to rebrand.
Yeah, no lie.
That he did a good job of rebranding.
Turtleneck with that bad mid-2000s hair.
Yeah,
no, I don't like it. Bad.
Boy,
that's what I'm saying. He looks like he was like the first two guys kicked off The Bachelorette who creeped the girls out.
Speaking of rebrand, are you caught up on Salt Wives yet?
No, I'm not.
But you are right. Lisa Barlow is getting a rebrand like nobody's fucking business.
Baby and Gorgeous Heather, is killing it this season.
And Heather Gay is not looking good.
Isn't it interesting how that's changed?
It needed to change. She was too like, we need to get, she's going to have like a rough season and then next season she'll be like Heather 2.0.
Yeah. Yo, this is Below Deck Mid, yeah. The reunion.
We're already talking about another show, y'all, because this reunion was terrible.
Oh my God.
What do we say reunion does, Poodle? What are the two things we say?
Gives additional information.
Did it do that?
Or gives people... it didn't. I don't it think didn't. We did anything new.
Or gives people a resolution of something.
Gives people a resolution, or we, like two people make up, or we do have a little bit of insight of something. The only two people who kind of made up were Kyle and Nat, but I don't
But then
think
they started fighting again.
Yeah.
So they didn't.
This was a snooze.
It was a reunion 360.
Yes.
It was a snooze because she wasn't there. And it was because she wasn't there and Jason wasn't there, which you would think would make it more interesting. But it would have been probably interesting. It probably would have been nice to see Jason getting dragged by the cast members. I don't know if they would drag him or not.
What upsets me is...
What a douche that he didn't want to show up to this and they got picked. Like, Tosh, she had a lot of shit and a lot of stuff. I mean, like we talked, she got talked bad about everyone. Even though I think she should show up, I understand why she wouldn't, because it's too much.
Yeah.
But what the fuck does Jason have to do better than to come to a reunion to get paid?
Well, I agree. I think
paint his toenails.
He had written off everyone, and he said he said I'm closer to like the fish of the sea than I am to these people. I think it just it was about a cause, and it was personal for him. It was just petty as fuck. I think he did it just to prove a point or something. I don't know. It does feel weird. Even Raygun was there, y'all.
And you know what? And she took her beatings.
And you know what? She listened, and she was pretty fair. She's like, I don't think I smoked cigarettes that much, but maybe I was wrong.
She's like, I should quit.
Yeah. Y'all, Captain Sandy played the politician as she always does reunions. She always. Is always playing... She's always the first to say, you know, even when she said something like, she's like, you know, I'm upset she didn't come to defend herself. She's talking about Tosh. Not that she needs to defend herself. I mean, but sometimes she just can't. Sometimes she can't relive it.
But Sandy, would you hire her? Would you hire Tosh the way she was? Would you hire her again?
Maybe in a different situation, but on the boat as it was, no. Hmm.
She actually even said a more Captain Sandy. She actually said, you know, I wouldn't hire the person I saw, but I would hire the person she could be.
Yes. And I could really, kind of like Raygun, I'd like to work with you and really teach you how to do it, which is a backhanded compliment. She's like, I'd love to have you on deck. We'd demote you, obviously.
She 100% said that.
Yes. Basically, yeah, I'd love to have you on deck and teach you. In other words, you did a shit job. I'd have to build you up the right way for you to even be passable.
Support women. But in her defense, Raygun.
I love
terrible.
Women being on deck. I'm just going to tear them down and build them up the right way.
The right way. Hey, y'all, before we forget, December 3rd, we're going to be guesting on Kate Casey's Reality Life show. The Reality Life with Kate
live
Casey.
Show.
We're at the live show at the Improv. We're going to be guesting at that in Los Angeles. Get your tickets. Go to our Linktree link or our Linktree. You're wearing your House of 11 sweatshirt.
Sorry, I was taking off my sweater.
I know. Your House of 11 sweatshirt.
I was wearing House of 11.
House of 11. Darcy and Stacey coming back in the new year. We're very excited.
Very warm.
Y'all, happy Thanksgiving Eve. A lot of you are dreading or you're happy. We don't know where you are right now, but just know wherever you are on the spectrum of Thanksgiving, we are there with you.
I'm about to start cooking my last mile, and then we're still doing my stuff tomorrow, too.
And then he'll be wine drunk by 10:30 a.m., y'all.
Ooh, yeah. I start the wine goes into the big glass.
The big glass. That's I think I'm gonna have to have that too. And then on Thursday, y'all, Thursday morning tomorrow, if you're on the classless or if you're on the Patreon, the Supercast, even at the $5 tier, it's a very special 90 Day Fiancé episode that aired this week of Happily Ever After season 3. So back in the annals of 90 Day Fiancé.
In the before times.
Yes, Poodle. Yeah. What episode is it again?
This is episode Happily Ever After season 3, episode 8, I believe.
The title's not important.
Yeah.
Off the Hook.
Y'all,
it's called
this is the infamous episode of the family Chantel sits down to break bread with Pedro and Nicole. And there are more things broken than just bread.
Like a weave.
Relationships. Lamps, yeah. Weaves.
Weaves. Weaves. Wow. Y'all, it's so good.
Chantel's face.
Nickel and Asin in a van for hours. It's so good. So if you do, I'm just telling y'all this because I feel like some of you, that's going to drop at 7:11 Central Time on Thanksgiving morning, because we know some of you are going to be driving on Thanksgiving and you just need foolishness to take you away. And so, you know what? And listen to it with your kids in the car. It's good for them.
It's fine.
It's fine. Your straight husband will like it.
You know what? We're a lot better to watch than the news of what's going on these days.
Boy, so, that's the damn truth.
Like when I go, I can't keep these mass shootings straight.
I can't.
I thought that today, and I went, I'm glad I'm doing the podcast later because I'll have something to process.
Yeah,
so it's a lot. That's where we are, you guys.
It's a lot, especially what that shooter's father just said too. It's horrible. Horrible.
I missed that.
Oh, he said. Well, he basically said this is very. This is confirmed. Like I looked at it. It's like legitimate. He basically said, in an interview, he said that he was concerned that when he first saw it, because he thought his son might be gay, and he was glad he wasn't gay. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So. We all need a break from things right now. Sorry, that brought down the show. But
wow.
Wow, yeah.
Maybe you could have said, I'll tell you later off the air.
I might edit that out. That's a little rough.
Just joining us, after an edit we made.
Yeah. We are with you. This has been a very stressful, that's not even the right word. This has been a harrowing week for a lot of you. Yeah. And anyway, whatever it is, personal, in the news, we're here for you. But boy, that episode this week of Hey Delivers. So that's on the $5 tier for anyone on Reality Gates Plus.
Not the current Hey that's airing.
No, that's confusing. It's season 3, episode 8. It's only a 42-minute episode.
Yay.
Anyway.
That's on our classless Patreon.
Yeah,
classless. Again, we're gonna hit the high notes of this reunion, y'all. There was nothing really revealed.
No.
The only thing I think that was revealed is that Storm and Natalie did bang. Or no, sorry, Storm and Natalia did bang.
They did. They did bang.
They boomed.
And that Elena wanted to fuck Dave.
Yes. Yes. And Sandy somehow knew where they all could do it.
And she got very excited. She was like, called it. Bosun's locker. Called it.
Which makes me think she's got a hidden camera in there.
or she's taking many a lady there.
That's true.
You know where Captain Sandy goes. Let's go ahead and start with, let's talk about Tosh. Let's talk about Tosh and everyone's opinions of her.
Before we do
they
that,
they came for it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was just going to say Sandy is in black like she always does.
She looks like she's in
some type of aerospace museum. I was really confused. A satellite dish next to her.
Yeah, she does. Several of them are working. Who is it? Storm is on. He's on a ship.
Yeah. Looks like he's actually back in time. That's how bad the internet is.
Yeah.
Where he is. He's calling from 1985.
Z looks good. He got his hair cut. It's a good cut on him.
I love his glasses too. He looks good in glasses.
He does. Courtney looks fucking gorgeous.
And she's not wasted like she was at the last reunion.
She was so wasted for the last reunion. It was glorious. She is not this time. Elena looked really good too.
What was she wearing? It looked like an ice skater's outfit.
It was her.
I guess.
She's odd. I've decided I want her to be on a full season. I think she'd
kind
be
of do too. I think she'd be really. The only problem is I don't. Sorry, that was one of the car Indy 500 races here. I don't know if she has. I don't know if she's up to it. I don't know if she's the skill level is up to it. But then again, we have people like Camille.
I'm below deck.
Who is totally a reality show cast. Fling in.
Oh yeah, thank you. That's what I was going to bring up, y'all. Below Deck is promising. This first episode was good. OG is good. It just aired this week.
I think it's going to be quite dramatic, and we think Captain Sandy is going to take over. It's almost a sure thing that Captain Lee has a medical emergency and Captain Sandy has to take over. So we'll probably see some fake tears.
Chef Rachel's going to cry.
From the Sandster.
The guys looked fine. I mean, they all look fine. Who cares? But
Kyle's trying too hard, as usual.
I think he got too much filler or something.
No, but like puppy. even the even the coat looks, I don't know. He gets on my every nerve.
But I don't need to see him again.
He's trying so hard to be a reality star or some type of hosting thing.
There's not like a, not to compare him to Fraser, but that's who's on right now on Below Deck. And Fraser is, you know what I think? I think with Kyle, the reason why he doesn't fully get on my nerves is because I feel like he's not fully comfortable with his sexuality yet. So he feels like he needs to play the gay role. And whereas Fraser is just himself.
Yeah, I think it's less that for me. It's less him playing gay. It's just so much.
It's a lot.
I don't think it was like that in the beginning of filming, but as filming went on, he just irked the shit out of me. And everything I've seen of him on social media is him, it feels like a tryout for a next rate reality show.
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
And it feels very staged. Not good. Not good. Must not be good at all. Show. Totally.
Uh-oh, someone's sending you a dick pic. Is that what you're looking at on your phone?
No.
What are you looking at?
No dick pics. Just weird texts from people.
You okay? Was there a volcano somewhere?
No, I just like that's a blast from the past. So I was like, hello.
Oh. Why don't you turn your phone over so that we can just talk for 30 minutes?
That took me somewhere else.
I feel like you did. I lost you in the middle. This is great entertainment. Aren't you glad that y'all were here? I feel like if I was your mother right now, I'd say, I can't even get 5 minutes with you.
I'm fine.
Okay, let's talk about Tosh. So, y'all, they all, even Kyle, they all kind of came for her. Not necessarily hard, but they all criticized her.
Well, what's interesting is Courtney says, and this is the fairest thing that you could say, she should have said something about her relationship with Dave, because if she'd explained, everyone would have been fine with it. But y'all, she was so worried about what people would think of her and being the perfect chief stew. And there's so afraid, she was terrified how it would look for her parents. And this whole thing, everything was due to shame. And what she did do was create chaos with her personal life.
Because we know some people that are, we actually have a pretty good friend who works on this show. And I asked, I said, how much of this is recreated? And he said, it's not.
Yeah.
And so he said, we turn on the cameras and just the shit show ensues. He didn't say that.
Oh, this is one of the least edited shows on television.
So I bring that up because I think you nailed it. Tosh created this chaos.
Yeah.
And even so, the fact of like that, when everybody said, you know, when Zeke chimed in, everybody chimed in. But even when Andy said, who do you think got the raw end of the deal with this? Dave
everyone
or
said
Tosh?
Dave.
Everyone said Dave. And that's saying something because he sent some shitty ass texts.
Yeah. And Dave, and they addressed that. And Andy's like, Dave, do you feel? He's like, I feel terrible about it. I shouldn't have done that. And
he even admitted to kind of being obsessed. He said, I'm quote, this feels weird to say, but I was obsessed with her.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I went, whoa.
Yeah.
But what he does, and Captain Sandy, of course, y'all, Captain Sandy is never really going to apologize for anything. She's like, I didn't know about any of this. I knew about the did text. I knew about the text.
The other side of the story.
But I didn't know the other side of the story that, because, you know, I say this all the time. There are two sides to every story.
But then she
came up with that.
She did, but then she completely says, she doesn't say this part, but she pauses, and in that pause, she says, "But none of that matters because."
Right.
And then she says aloud, "Dave is the best chef we've ever had on Below Deck."
Best chef we've ever had. Did you see that ship cake he made?
It's all that matters.
I still think about that cake.
I love cake and I love ships. All that matters. Tosh, She was never transparent, never honest.
She was closed off, that girl. She was closed off. And see, Dave, I love how he's doing. He's adjusting. He is atoning. Oh, yes. That's character. That's character. Y'all, if you want to see someone brand in live on television in real time, if you want to see someone actually brand how they're going to do the show, she's kind of a genius in this way.
Yeah.
How to brand reality show winners or losers. Sandy just did it for you.
She did.
Yeah. And I think we can all agree. Dave had some horrible behavior on the season, but he is doing the reality show kind of the method of that, where you're being contrite, you're being apologetic, you show up when you need to, you're doing BravoCon. Y'all, Chef Dave's going to be fine. They're going to say Tosh Who forever.
They're going to tell you, and so they were kind of going, and Sandy said that, and then Kyle, this is one smart thing that Kyle did as her friend. When Kyle said, he said, like, he agreed. He was like, thank God Dave said that they hooked up on the chart. He did say someone needed to say that, but later on when Sandy kind of went in, Kyle said, well, you know, and that the behavior of her ex was so abhorrent, and he totally shifted the focus from Dave.
Yeah, it was smart.
All to Tasha's ex. It was very smart.
And we found out she's no longer with the horrible ex, and she's dating a singer-songwriter who is the most lovely person she's ever met. And I'm saying this now, she'll cheat on him, y'all.
And a soulmate. She says her soulmate.
Yeah, I'm saying this now. Remember this, I'm saying it now. She's going to cheat on him.
She is.
She needs to sabotage. This guy's going to treat her too nice.
Yeah.
And
she's going to feel not normal.
She will need something that feels dangerous.
Yep.
I cannot tell you how apparent this is. It's
I agree.
Cheat on him.
Yeah. She's going to cheat on him.
She needs a lot of therapy.
She does. And she really, 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 really needs to be by herself for like at least 3 years. A good 3 years.
Yeah. And anyway, that's basically all.
She sent in a statement, y'all. She sent a written statement and a video statement. They were her tape. They were just like positivity. I just try to stay in the positive bullshit.
I couldn't break away from my job. Yeah.
And that's where Storm said, I'm working right here. Like Storm said, and somebody else was working. They're like, I'm here.
It's so weird everyone knew she didn't want to come because she did not want to have to, she did not feel comfortable. Probably she didn't want to defend her actions because she really didn't know how. And she's so avoidant that she couldn't really face
avoidant. She couldn't face what she did. And I would think, man, that would be really painful for her, but that would really help her to say, this is when I saw myself. But you called it when you said that she basically she thought Watch What Happens Live was going to be, Andy was going to be like a fun talk show like Jimmy Fallon. And that is not Andy Cohen with these reality shows.
She shut down. She shut down and said the same thing over. It was painful to watch. The video thing, she looks good. The video thing, she basically says, if I didn't go through all the struggles, I wouldn't be where I am now. I wouldn't have met my forever partner. And I liked it. They were filming Dave's face in the inset the entire time that she was talking about, I'm so in love with my new fiance.
They filmed Dave. Kyle at one point rolled his eyes.
Sound like, yeah.
Even though that's her best friend who loves her dearly, rolled his eyes at her.
It's because, y'all, she believes her own bullshit. Because when you're so avoidant and when you're so not living in reality, that's why she chose the life she's living in.
She's that way. And, you know, I guarantee you, Kyle and her have not hung out since then, and they probably hardly ever will. They talked about, oh, we love each other. We're best friends. We're so, it was just a fucking summer camp romance and they'll, our friendship, and they'll never talk again, hardly.
And the statement was full of emojis.
And Andy Cohen fucking, I know you don't like it when he's shady.
No, it was funny.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny.
It's like question mark emoji.
Yeah, that's what it was funny.
She was like, I didn't, for those of you who wondered why I didn't speak my truth, if I didn't say something nice, I didn't want to say anything at all. Ugh, gross.
It was gross. Let's talk about Ray Gunn and Reed, shall we? I don't have any more to say about Tosh.
No, Ray Gunn. You know what? Before we do that, we should probably take a quick break.
Oh, yeah. This is, yeah. Okay.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
One last about the Tosh being a manager. Courtney nailed it by saying, if you're going to be a manager, you can't run from conflict.
That's true.
I think even Kyle agreed at the end.
That's why you would be such a good bosun, a woman leader, leading people on my ship.
I screamed
when she said that.
Courtney, that's why you'd be on my ship. We can have our whole female crew, the USS Amazonius. Everyone's bare-breasted.
Just, yeah.
Oh yeah, y'all, she never stops pushing Captain Sandy's so, when she really wants something, she's so aggressive about pushing it.
It reminds me of my mother. My mother's like that.
I can only imagine what dating her girlfriend was like. You want to come over? I'll make you dinner. I know you want to come over. I make a really, really good paella.
Okay. That takes a long time to cook.
I know. I can stare at you the whole time.
Fine. Fine.
I can show you some remixes.
Oh. No, we're involved.
This is the Paula Cole remix with Tracy Thorne from Everything But the Girl.
Take off your
with La Tigra thrown in.
La Tigra. Whoa, that's a flash.
La Tigra.
We need to move on. There's not much with Ray Gunn. We kind of already talked a little bit about it. And so, but Andy did say, would Captain Sandy, would you call Ray Gunn lazy?
I don't know if I call her lazy. I just know that she didn't really work that much. She had a lot of stuff in her CV, and sometimes, I don't know, not everyone can do the stuff they put on their CV. I don't even know what's happening sometimes. Sometimes I see these CVs, and I'm like, these people can't do this. You know, that someone puts juggling on their CV. That's not going to happen, right, Puffers? You know. Puffers was behind her later.
It was Puffers, yeah. But not you, Ray Gunn. I'm not talking about
not
your
you.
CV.
No, yours just was great.
People. Just
I can't wait to hire you and teach you how to be the person I know you can be. After a lot of work.
Demotion. With a demotion.
We're going to start you off ground floor.
Ground floor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
We're going to teach you, like, what rope is which.
You're going to work on knots all summer.
And the weirdest thing is, she pulls it off so well because it sounds like a compliment. And it's just not. That's the one thing I admire. I admire Captain Sandy for that. And she smiles through it all because Captain Sandy believes everything she's saying.
She does.
Anyway.
So then
she's still talking about hitting that dolphin, y'all. Get over it.
She didn't blame Ray Gunn for that. She blamed that the dolphins were too tight.
Put a pin in that because we will return to it.
We will return to that. So let's talk about Reed. Reed,
again,
basically,
I didn't know who this was.
I know. and so Reed joins them, and Reed's like on for the rest of the show. But basically, that's where we get the whole narcissist comment.
He has this enormous cross on.
He does.
Like he was going at director in a film festival.
Oh my God. That's exactly like the Dances with the Wolves festival, like one of the smaller ones.
Like at Telluride or something.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. So they talk about the whole narcissistic comment. And Reed does well, y'all. He fully says, I am sorry. He even said, I've thought about that every day since it happened. Mm-hmm. And that's not who you are. And Courtney, good for her. She said, you know, I love you. She didn't say like, oh, it's fine. She said, you know, I love you, Reed. And it's, you know,
we're good.
We talked about it, but she said, but it triggered something. And that was a hard episode to watch, actually.
And she said, maybe if you say that again, say it to someone who feels a little better about themselves.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. And that is the magic of Courtney. She can give herself away without being overly vulnerable and mm-hmm. say things in a way. She's keep your eye on that one. She's a star.
She is a star. And she's a star. Fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
Just looks beautiful.
Yeah. And she's funny. She's funny.
Is she ever put?
And she's gonna make a great bosun one day.
Bosun, you know what? Is she ever? She could start an OnlyFans and kill.
I think she could.
She looks like somebody on the cover of Maxim.
She does. Do they still have Maxim?
I don't know. They don't even have Entertainment Weekly anymore.
That's sad.
They don't.
I loved that fall preview episode.
Y'all,
it's the best day when the fall preview episode would come.
Poodle would get so, him and our friend Allie would get so excited. Oh. They'd just sit and read everything and talk about it.
That was when it was a big deal that fall happened and there weren't Netflix, Hulu, boomers, streamers, gumptions.
I will say, people that streaming grow services. Up with just streaming, there is a something like you just, you knew basically you had the
television back in the day.
You did. And you realized that you kind of had the summers off, except for maybe like one or two shows. You had time to just, it like was downtime. I don't love it, honestly. I wish we had more like the fall schedule.
Me too.
Works better for advertisers, I think.
I think we would probably not earn advertising revenue in the summer, though.
Yeah, I mean, because we never... You realize Love After Lockup, 90 Day Fiancé is airing this week. Funny, the Housewives took the night off. No Housewives tonight.
That's right, they did.
Guarantee you, though, 90 Day Fiancé, you don't think it's bad. I guarantee you it's going to air on New Year's Day.
I don't know. I'm a little reluctant.
Mary Payne said it's going to air on Christmas.
She thinks they're going to air it.
She said if it's not football, they're going to air it. They don't care about the birth of Christ. It's not football.
Wow. See, that's why I was saying New Year's Day they wouldn't air, because it's New Year's Day is such a football day.
Is it, though? I don't feel like
New Year's Day. Bowl games.
I feel like the bowl games, I think you're thinking earlier. I thought they happened later. I think they happened later in January, but I don't know.
No, football, January 1st is the football day.
I don't remember. I try to block it out growing up.
Bowl games, it all happens, but I think the big bowl games happen on January 1st.
Well, who knows? All right.
Y'all, they talk about the Lee deckhand meeting. And it's basically everything we already knew. And I expected a little drama here. And even Storm, I think he's kind of over it, because Storm's got a new girlfriend, y'all. Of course he does.
He does. Yeah, he does.
And Storm said, I made mistakes. And it wasn't right for me to do it then. And Natalia said, yeah, I really shouldn't have said, I wasn't, I'm still ashamed of what I said to him. I really shouldn't have said it the way I said it.
Boy, that woman will never fully apologize for anything. Nothing.
No, she won't.
I have to say, I like her a lot.
I love her.
I bet she is horrible to be in a relationship with.
She's terrible. I agree.
She makes you feel like shit constantly.
And it will always be your fault. She will
always.
And you'll believe it, because she's so good. I don't love her blunt cut.
I thought that was cute.
It didn't do any to me. It didn't do a lot of her hair's so straight anyway. I think if it was a little wave, I think it would be okay. It was just so straight, and it made it even blunter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that. Her makeup was real pretty.
I think if she was wearing white too, and I think if it was, it would have split it up a little bit, because her hair is so dark.
I agree. She dyes her hair too dark. You can tell her natural hair is like blonde.
Yeah, I wish she would go lighter, dirty blonde or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like a caramel. That would be pretty for her. But y'all, we mentioned this, but so they talk about that, but they do. Natalia and Storm did fuck.
Yep. They fucked.
They fuck. And you know what? I bet they fuck good.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. Z gave away what I kind of thought of. Storm falls in love really quickly, and he falls hard. And
yeah.
He betrayed me with his dirtbag pirate bit. He wasn't a dick swinger, y'all. He was a puppy dog.
He was a puppy dog. So much so that Storm got the name Z tattooed on his leg, and Z got a tattoo of Storm.
I thought it was just his tattoo was just Patrick from SpongeBob.
But that's what he thinks. I think that was his nickname or something for Storm. It was a Storm tattoo.
Aww, yeah. I love them. Anyway.
They're sweet.
Storm and Nat, there's nothing that we the only thing we know is Nat basically said, you know, I knew we were going back to our requisite homes, and so I didn't want to pursue it. And she's like, he's already got a new girlfriend, so it's fine.
Let's move on. This focus is off me. Let's talk about Pantrygate, shall we?
Yes, Pantrygate.
The
head of housekeeping is on the beach currently. I still can't get over that. She
Kyle
really
should have full. He should have apologized for that full on.
He did, but when he apologizes, it's a very non-specific apology. He kind of apologizes for everything.
Yeah,
and which is, I don't know. I think that's a good enough for a lot of people. I'm going to need you to say exactly what you did wrong and tell me the minute what you did it and explain why it was wrong.
Y'all, he's not kidding. Doesn't fall far from Mother Poodle on this one. Let me guess, your mother made you do the same
thing. Oh, yes. What are you sorry for? When I would say I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. You need to list everything you did wrong or I'm not going to be happy. Yeah, it's fun being in a relationship with me, too. I need you to fully like when you plead guilty, you have to in a court, you have to say everything you did wrong. Or allocute, that's what you have to allocute.
Poor future Mrs. Poodle.
They won't be around long. They won't have long to sit in their misery before I move on. Mm-mm. Bump them off.
Or they'll feed them, or long to sit in their urine.
Officer, is this
old.
About my husband?
No. I just saw him.
What's happened to my husband, officer?
I just left him at the home.
Whose brakes failed?
I just left him with many witnesses.
Officer, I've been befriended by friends all day. What's happening? Yeah.
Yes. Look, these four young men have been here all day keeping me company.
And they all will give written accounts.
Written accounts. Written accounts.
Affidavits.
So basically, Captain Sandy even said, she's like, well, I have eyeballs. And she full
that was
said,
great.
I witnessed Tosh, and her drinks were more important than any other job on the boat.
Boom. Boom goes the dynamite.
I think that is the most damning thing she actually said about her.
Well, she says, I have eyes, and I saw the drinks, and I saw Natalia working her butt off every single time I was near her. And that's when she says, would you work with Tosh again, that we talked about earlier. And Captain Sandy says, like we were talking about this in response to Below Deck, the OG that we're covering now. And Captain Sandy says, you know, you got to rank your stews.
Yeah.
And she's like, that created a lot of confusion. And they were stepping over each other. And Kyle even says, in some ways, he was saying the service came before housekeeping. And that's when Natalia said, I was on the beach the entire afternoon. You couldn't clean one cabin. There was no one there. And you were making drinks the entire time.
They're making
drinks. He didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing that's... If we talk about some misses that weren't talked about in this episode, I thought Kyle actually came off really well.
He did.
They didn't talk about Kyle falling.
And he likes him.
They talked about Frank. They also didn't talk about him being engaged now, which they should have, because that's
it
a plot
was
point.
Weird.
Because his love life was a plot point, and he does like him. And they also didn't talk about how Kyle didn't work. He got a lot of shit on social media about that.
We do hear Frank. We talk about. I liked it when one point Natalia said, "And I've unblocked you on Instagram." And he's like, "You blocked me
you
on
blocked
Instagram."
Me? Yeah, but not anymore. It's good now. And he's just kind of sitting there like a bee stung him in the face.
And he did, and he basically did say all of this came between the two of them came between from stress, exhaustion, and Tosh really not. Stepping in, and Captain Sandy says, "You know, it saddens my heart to see these two because they really love each other.
They don't.
You two should just get together. Have you ever thought about dating?" right? What do you say, Andy? Aren't they perfect for one another?
Let's everybody clap their hands. Let's do it. Ironically, I think the chances of Kyle and Natalia being friends and hanging out is higher than
100%.
Kyle hanging out with Tosh.
100%.
Yeah.
Because Nat is much more real. And Kyle actually, he needs that.
He does.
Yeah.
Because he's in fantasy world a little bit. And yeah. So he got a good edit on that end. I agree.
I think both Nat and Kyle got a good edit.
Yeah, I think so
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think I'd be surprised if Nat didn't do the show anymore.
Ironically, everybody got a good edit except for Tosh because she wasn't there. And I loved it's such shade. They didn't even say a word about Jason, except for that he wasn't there.
That's right.
He wasn't even a plot point.
He's already never existed.
I kind of enjoyed that.
But you know what? I can't even think about one thing he even did.
Because, you know, normally when someone is shitty and leaves, they still talk about them and they'll shade them. There was, I mean, nothing, not an utterance.
Even Raygun got more coverage.
Yeah, she was more entertaining than fucking toenails.
So Frank Gate, this is interesting. Captain Sandy was ready for this question, but they're like, because y'all, she resents anytime anyone asks her about Hannah and how hard she was on Hannah and what she did with Hannah is she hates that question. And she's like, Andy, basically says, let's call him Nancy, says, you know, I know when Hannah had kissed someone on the boat, you had a real problem. She's like, that was on the boat. What he did, the thing about it, though, you saw Kyle, like, hanging out with those guys. She would have had a real problem.
Taking breaks with him. Like, again, they didn't show any of that. He stayed up. Remember when Tosh was like making drinks and Kyle stayed in there and talked to him till like 2 in the morning?
Well, and also Captain Sands was, you know, I didn't really see any of the other things. I didn't know about any of this. And you know, y'all, she's like, you know, you have to be professional. It got out of hand. And it's such bullshit that was saying it got out of hand. And
I think Kyle's going to be on another season. I think that's why they gave him an asset.
I think he's going to be. He was snapped filming with Toomey. I don't know what variation. Probably Med. I can see Toomey being.
But
really
Toomey
good.
Was on Selling Yacht, right?
No. Down Under.
Down Under. Down
or
under.
Maybe he'll. Maybe he's on Down Under. I don't know.
Yeah. Possibly. Where's his husband? His husband lives in New York, though, doesn't he? Maybe. Yeah. I could see him on Down Under. He would do funny bits with Captain Jason. I could see them.
But Jason wouldn't let him just like fuck around.
No, he wouldn't.
And I hope if Toomey is his chief stew, she wouldn't let him fuck around.
I kind of wonder if Captain Sandy gave him a pass a little bit because he was a gay man and it was a gay relationship.
Maybe. Well, you just said a word that wasn't true. A relationship. They didn't have a relationship.
Jake, they said they were in love with one another. They were talking about their future together. They ran towards each other in a place and somewhere in the
Malta.
Mediterranean, whatever they were.
And they lovely closed mouth kiss. Did you see it again? I had forgotten it was such a closed mouth kiss from Frank. Because, y'all, he was already in a relationship.
Yeah. Hey, if you pay Poodle and he's on TV and you say, Poodle, we want you to make out with this guy and act like you're in a relationship and you pay him enough.
I'll make out with you and won't be closed mouth either. I go for it. I play every game, every inning. Especially when it comes to making out with guys. If I've had a couple drinks, y'all, I'll kiss anybody.
You're a slut. You are a kissing slut.
I am a slut. I'm a kissing slut. I'm a slut regardless.
You know what? You're a slut. You know what? Your grandma at Thanksgiving table, she's a slut.
She is. Slut, she's slut, slut.
That turkey is a slut.
Your baby over there sleeping, your baby is a big old slut. Just look big at your baby slut. One day and say, one day you're going to have gross sex.
Yeah. Your
like
uncle,
kinky shit.
Kinky shit. Your Uncle Tim that you don't really like, he's a slut.
Yep.
And he gets slutty with your aunt.
Oh!
With your Aunt Jane.
A little bit of Elena.
Literally a little bit. But she was a surprise. And I was happy to see her, like we talked about.
She has two Playboy Bunny costumes. She's like, why not? That's like our question. Like, why did I have...
We can't.
Why did I have two Dolly Parton costumes?
We, at one point, owned, I think, three Maleficent costumes.
That's true.
So we can't make any judgments about that.
And she wanted to fuck Dave, and she said I wanted Dave to nibble on my biscuit.
Yes, she would give him just a little nibble. And that's basically it, y'all. That's basically the reunion.
It was nothing.
It was nothing. Captain Sandy gave us a good little sign off. Didn't she?
Yeah, she really did. I think she summed up everything in a very inspirational something
like
that
really
everyone
included everyone.
Could get. Yeah.
Everyone.
And she said if she had to talk about one thing she learned, was it when they were saying one thing they learned or one thing they learned?
Yeah, or what was, I don't know.
Something
what's
like that.
Rose
she
whatever.
Said, I don't know. I think we had a great season. I just need the guys at the dock masters, to pull those dolphins apart. I mean, come on. This has been 18 months probably since this was filmed.
18 months.
Never hit anything before. It really bothers me.
Said, like, that's really sticking with you, isn't it?
She came off as so petty. In that one moment.
She really did.
I love it because she's so good at she's so good at trying to put a veneer on. Like she did this and when it slips, it's hysterical.
It's hysterical.
It's like Kimbali saying, please.
give me the ring. Please.
Please. Please.
Please. y'all, that's your show. That's Below Deck Mint. We're done with this season. Put a pin in it. We're moving on to OG. We're already there. Season one already started. If you want to listen to, by the way, if you want to listen to Below Deck episodes commercial free, if you jump onto Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier, not the $5, but the $8 tier, you'll get 90 Day Fiancé, Below Deck, any other show we do on our quote free feed, you will get commercial free, as well as Love After Lockup, the best show on television.
Best show on television.
Period. Full stop.
Citizen Kane of reality television.
It really is, y'all. We just recorded that episode before this one. It was like we were so sad to talk about this shitty reunion after that.
Whenever we have two or three shows through a time, I'm always like, the one I'm most excited about is first. I'm like, Love After Lockup.
For sure, yeah. It's good. Really good. All right, everybody. Hey. Happy Poodle, happy Thanksgiving to
you. Happy Thanksgiving to you too.
May you all get stuffed like a turkey.
I'm planning on not Thursday night because that'll be gross, but
you'll be
probably
full.
Saturday.
It'll just fuck you and gravy will come out of your nose.
It's like a fire breathing gravy dragon. And with that, we say, with that visual. We leave you and say happy Thanksgiving and anchors again. Yay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.